great day to you who are listening to us.
That sounded British.
Social Small Business, the podcast where we talk about small business and
g'day,
marketing
mate.
Matters. Yeah, I'm trying to reach a broader audience here than our normal East Tennessee Southern folks. Adding a little class. I'm here with Lee Simkowski again, as usual, as well as Bobby, who was not with us last week. Bobby, welcome back.
Or the week before. She's been gone a couple weeks, so yeah. We had to have her back today because she's got some good points on today's topic.
Well, on that note, what is today's topic?
I'm glad you asked. We are going to talk about public relations versus marketing. What is PR versus marketing and advertising?
I'm glad you asked because I don't know.
I didn't ask you.
I know, but
I told you. Yeah, you don't know. This is not in your wheelhouse at all. So Bobby and I are just going to take this one on. Ask us questions.
For those who don't know, I'm the creative guy. So like when it comes to a lot of the marketing guru-ness of what we do, I have some knowledge, but not a deep, vast well of knowledge.
I think you do for the most part. This is just not your wheelhouse, this side of it. Which is okay, because this is where I started. Because when I did my college internship, I thought I was going to be in like the sports world. And so I did my internship with the Tennessee Titans when I was in college. And this is where I focused, was community relations, public relations, because that's what I thought I was going to
do. Well, that's a very interesting thing, because speaking of PR and NFL football, they may have already announced it. We're recording this on a Thursday in August, and they're supposed to be announcing the Deshaun Watson decision. I don't know if you've been keeping up with it.
No, so but go ahead and tell people that have.
Deshaun Watson is this quarterback, a very good quarterback in the NFL. Like when he was playing, he's still relatively young, but when he was playing, like maybe top five-ish, probably top five quarterbacks in the league. Well, there were like 25 women that came out against him saying
that
he like, yeah, all these inappropriate sexual,
that's some bad PR.
Exactly. So like I was actually listening to the news during lunch thinking, man, this is right along our topic.
Who's his publicist?
I don't know, but interestingly enough, you working with the Titans, I don't know if you saw much of this, but the NFL is notoriously known for terrible PR, like especially when it comes to how players have treated women in the past.
I will tell you, I didn't see a whole lot of bad treatment, but I saw a lot of women.
Well, the kind of the mindset of the NFL from a fan perspective like myself is the NFL cares about money and that's it. Like they don't care about the right thing as long as it's going to make them money.
I do have to speak up and say at the Titans, they did have a good culture there. And so I don't feel like, and I don't, obviously I was just a peon, but the culture they developed for even peons felt very safe. Mm-hmm. It felt very healthy. So, and oh, I do have to say I did meet Eddie George, and a lot of the young people listening to this probably don't know who Eddie George is, but that made my entire year because I got to meet Eddie George while I was down there. He wasn't playing for him then, but he was working out, so yeah. I got to meet him. That was cool. So back to our actual subject. Back to PR. I think this was my first love when it came to marketing, because it was instinctive for me, more so than where I have to learn like Google Analytics and things like this. Is more instinctive and intuitive for me. So I really love this topic because I think it's such a strong part of a marketing strategy. So PR is just a piece of an overall strategy. It's the strategic communication that is built between like the brand and their audience. Basically, it's the trust that's being built. So, and one thing that you talk about a lot, Brooks, is storytelling, and that's basically what PR is. And so the importance of storytelling and creating this narrative to advance either good or evil agendas. You know, we watch one news channel and it's the same story, but the narrative is different to advance somebody's agenda. And that's basically the gist of what PR is. Just shaping our brand's imaging, the brand's image.
Nice. So would you say, you mentioned Google Analytics and having to learn a lot of that nerdy, techy stuff in marketing. Would you say that when it comes to PR, there's more of a natural charisma that comes with that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. With PR, you have to, the person that's going to be the publicist or in public relation does have to have a natural charisma and intuitive to the audience. So if you lack awareness of the audience, then you're not going to be good at public relations. So there's some characteristics that you just have to have as a person to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And you don't have that.
That is true. That's why I'm not very good.
Bobby does.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about
Bobby
that.
Is great with people.
Yeah, you are great with people when she wants to be around them.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. She's awesome with people. So we don't just ramble on here because I could talk about the Titans and PR all day. I'll move on. So a lot, I am asked like, what are some PR strategies? Like what is the difference there between advertising and marketing? A lot of the PR isn't paid. So your PR is like your press releases and you obviously you have someone you're paying to do that, but it's not putting a dollar to it. Your press releases, your networking events you go to, whether you're a part of a chamber or women's networking or men's networking, those things, blogs that you upload to your website, any crisis relations communication is PR, your social media engagement, your responses to bad reviews or even good reviews, that's helping shape your image. Something that would cost money, of course, is special events designed for public outreach. And that's a really good image shaper. Who I like to use all the time on this podcast as an example is Lakeway Auto. Well,
I thought you were going to say Elon Musk.
I did.
Oh, you know, he could use some PR help every now and then. He's a really good publicist for himself. I mean,
he is definitely telling a story.
He is every day.
Of his brand.
And it's like twists and turns. And that's why we follow it, right? So back to Lakeway Auto, they have developed their PR. Is who they are as a brand. They shaped the brand, and I've told you before, God Country Trucks. I mean, they are, and that's who they are. That's not just them putting on a show. That's who they are. But when COVID happened, we said, well, this really stinks because it's during Halloween and kids can't trick or treat because people aren't going to hand out candy. So they were disappointed. Most of the salesmen over there have kids. So I said, well, hey, let's do a drive-through event. We'll purchase the candy. We'll set up little stations and people can drive through. That was such a popular event that people came, they wanted us to do it again. So this will be our third year doing that event because just one of our PR events that we do now. And it creates community goodwill. And that's what you want with PR.
Yeah. And that's also one of those opportunities that started as a problem, but turned into an opportunity.
Correct.
And yep. And just kind of helped shape the way the community views them as business.
Step up and step in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you finding those opportunities for your business, and it doesn't have to be as big as that. It can be little things that you can do to help out. I know a lot of our clients do food drives and shoe drives and things like that, and they don't do it for the accolades or the, oh, thank you for doing that. They do it because they want to. But you don't want to miss the opportunity to say, hey, our company cares. Don't feel like you're bragging on yourself. You're actually saying, hey, this is who we are. We care. And we want you to know we care.
And I'll also interject. This is where having somebody, this is a little sales pitchy, but I don't mean it to sound that way. Somebody like a South Marketing Group as part of your team, because we a lot of times can step in and say, hey, you should publicize this because most people don't like bragging on themselves.
They don't.
And having somebody in your corner that says, hey, what you're doing is an awesome thing. We should just like make people aware of what you're doing. And we can be the ones that, you know, tell that story
right
with you. And
it's all about the approach. You know, it doesn't have to be look what I did.
Right.
It's like, hey, our team is participating in this event. And it's because we care about this cause.
Right.
So it's all in the approach, too. And I know you, Bobby, you've had some PR wins over the past 6 years with some of our clients. You
Yeah, we had a client that onboard, when they onboard with us, it was right when 2020 hit. And so, and they were wedding venue.
She means COVID.
Yeah. I'm sorry, COVID, yes.
We don't say 2020.
We just say 2020 anymore. That's how we say that. But anyway, it's like after that first month, that's when COVID hit, and they were a wedding venue. And so a lot of their weddings were, you know, getting canceled. And they were like, they were just trying to step into marketing. But like, how can I do that right now? Now I'm losing this money from these the weddings being canceled. And at the same time, the graduates of 2020, it was up in the air that they were going to even going to get to graduate. And so we just kind of married those problems of the community and of the venue. And we had a senior smiles event, and where families could come and take pictures on their property. And that allowed people to get out
there.
It
was a beautiful venue.
Beautiful venue. Got people out
there. You set up different photo ops, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and people, and they could still, you know, be 6 feet apart.
And I have to brag on you. She went undercover as not a as a South Marketing Group employee, but as an individual, as a mom, and sent the news outlets in our area.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Not even the press release, because then you know it's coming from an agency. It was like, hey, look at what this business is doing for our seniors who may or may not get to graduate. And we had one or two of them come out to the event and had TV coverage.
Yes.
So in the first month, Bobby was able to get TV coverage for us. So I have to brag on you for that.
And it was amazing, because the next year they had just having people visit their venue and just bring awareness that they're out there. It was so packed, booked.
So it was a long-term strategy, even not just to, hey, let's get a splash. We specifically wanted, I think one of the seniors that came out there, I think she or her sister ended up getting married there.
Yeah.
So it was more of a long-term strategy too, but they definitely needed to solve a problem in the community. They were able to step in and do it. Another one of our clients, we weren't going to have a 4th of July event. And I said, hey, if you guys want to, you know, be the heroes, here's a good opportunity to do it. And they did. And now I think they're on their 4th or 5th year of being the major sponsor there for that. One that I really love, because you know how much I like politics, is we had an opportunity. This was also during COVID to get our one. We had a restaurant client, and there was a submission you could submit to the state on what are your COVID protocols and how are you operating during COVID. And so we put together a short little video. I think maybe you edited it, Brooks. I took all the footage on my cell phone, and Brooks edited it, and we sent the application and the video to the state. The next thing I know, our governor calls out one restaurant on TV, and it's the one that we submitted, because we made the effort. So I think PR is more not necessarily about a budget, but more about the effort.
Yeah. And you made an interesting statement real quickly that you kind of glossed over that I think is probably important. Again, I'm no expert, but you said something about it when we were talking about the wedding venue being like a long-term, seeing long-term results from that. And I would say that's probably an important thing to remember with PR, is like, it's not like quick results always.
Right.
Like, you're playing the long game when you're dealing with PR.
And most of our strategies at South Marketing Group are long game strategies. We are not the company that's going to come in and say, if you do this, I can guarantee this. It's like, we are going to make this a successful long-term relationship and solution. And PR is a big player in that.
Yeah, because typically if you build it overnight, it can fall down overnight.
That's right. That's right.
So I have a quick question for you.
Oh, gosh.
I told you before we started I was going to try to catch you off guard.
All right, catch me off guard.
Talking about PR, I got to thinking, and not to get too political, but I began thinking about Donald J. Trump. And I had this thought when he was president a lot of times. I thought, man, whoever his PR agent is, like, when he's giving a speech, they're probably just sitting over there with their head in their hands, like, oh, my word. Like, how am I going to deal with this? That's the way I saw it. Or did you see it more like,
I think that's his brand, Brooks.
That's what he meant.
I think that's his brand. And I think I think it's intentional. I think people want to say that he's just says whatever he wants, but I think everything Donald Trump does is intentional. And if that's what he wants his brand to be, whether we like it or not, or whether anybody likes it or not, that's who he's going to be. He's much a lot like Elon Musk in that respect. Yeah. And, you know, Ron DeSantis is the same way. He's going to say what he wants. It's just not as abrupt as Donald Trump. So I think a lot of people, to be honest with you, are following suit. Yeah. They're like, I don't have to be, you know, have these speechwriters that use these big words that make me sound really smart. I think the brand is I'm going to say factual. I'm going to say exactly what I'm feeling. I think it's his brand.
If you were Elon Musk's PR person, would you have him change anything or just say, man, keep doing what you're doing?
I would tell him to keep doing what he's doing.
So you wouldn't be a good agent for him because you have no advice for him.
I think that, no, that's not true. I probably wouldn't be a good agent for him because where I live. But anyway, if I were his publicist, I would say, keep doing what you're doing, but don't cross any boundaries. Don't cross any lines. Otherwise, I'm going to rein you in. But I don't think he has.
Yeah.
I don't think he's crossed any lines.
I guess that depends on who you ask,
though. Well, I guess. Yeah. But I think that everybody's all about their personal brand. I don't know if you've ever watched. You probably haven't. But we may have people that listen that have watched Schitt's Creek. And David on Schitt's Creek is always talking about, that's not in my brand. And so I feel like a lot of these individuals realize that they're a business as an individual, and that's their brand. So I don't think that their PR people are shaking their head.
I'm going to start saying that at home. If my wife asks for help with the kids, that's not in my brand.
That's not in my brand. Sorry. I'm sorry, Nicole. Real quick, I've got one tool people can use if they're just starting out. It's called Help a Writer Out. It's HARO, and you can Google it. And if you're just trying to get your brand out there locally, nationally, whatever you want to do, there's writers all the time looking for experts in subject matter. So if you are a chiropractor and they're looking for info on chiropractors, then you can pick up and say, send your information. And they send out these emails daily saying this is what they're looking for. So you can use that if you're trying to get some PR. And also I want to do some clear distinctions so people know the difference between advertising and public relations. Advertising is paid. Public relations is earned. You're earning the trust. Paying for a message in advertising, earning the trust in public relations. Advertising builds the exposure. Public relations builds the trust. Advertising is, the audience is a little more skeptical because it's paid. When the media, newspaper, news outlets, whatever, give you some screen time or some paper time, that gives third-party validation. So that comes back to the trust. Advertising does give you guaranteed placement. In public relations, that's the one downfall, is you aren't guaranteed. And I tell us that every week, right, Bobby? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, has that press release run? Not yet. And I don't know if it will. And so we're very honest with our clients when it comes to that. And then we have complete creative control over advertising and the media controls when it comes to public relations. So ads are very visual. PR is very written. And why don't you tell everybody at this point about our content writer? I think we need to give her a shout out.
Jen Ornelas.
She's from this area. She also worked at the Titans when I was there. She worked in their communications department. We went to college together. That's how we know each other, but we were actually there at the same time. But Jen does all of our press releases, all of that written language. So we just had to shout her out.
Yeah, she does a great job.
She does a fantastic job. She does everything from press releases to those funny bios you see on social media. So, back. Advertising is more expensive. PR is less expensive, but you're actually investing time. So when you say less expensive, yeah, financially it's less expensive, but you are investing a lot more time into PR. And then advertising is more buy this product, and PR is more this is important, trust my brand. So those are the distinct differences, I think, between the two.
Well, that was a good breakdown. I feel like I'm a PR expert now.
Okay, Bruce.
And I wasn't when we started.
Well, I really want to leave you with this, and it has nothing to do with PR.
Oh.
What's the safest place to hide a body?
Oh.
Oh, no.
On the second page of Google.
And
good PR will get you on the front page.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. And thanks for your deep knowledge on the subject, Lee.
Let's do it again. I love this subject.
We can do that. We control this podcast. So thank you for joining us. Have a great rest of the week. And we'll see you next time.